Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Well, we are drilling down into the life of Esau. I got one more podcast about him today. Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, and I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we've been talking about Jacob and Esau. Romans chapter 9, verse 13 says, Jacob I've loved, Esau I have hated. Now, this Esau is a strange cat. He's an interesting cat. He's referred to twice in the New Testament, once in the book of Romans, I just mentioned, second time in Hebrews chapter 12, and it gives us more insight into his life. It says, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16, see that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son. Wow. See that no one is sexually immoral or godless like Esau. So this is why the Bible says, you know, Esau I've hated, Jacob I've loved. It was his choices. And it says here that he was sexually immoral. Now, in the book of Genesis, there's no record of him being immoral, but there is a record of him being impulsive and marrying these women that were the local women who didn't worship God, who didn't seek after the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac, you know, the God of creation in the book of Genesis. And so he obviously just married one. And you've got to remember, in these ancient cultures, marriage wasn't always like it is today, where we plan it and we say, hey, in 6 months, we're going to have a ceremony. We get all our friends and family together. I mean, we see records in the Old Testament where basically marriage was instantaneous. You grabbed a woman, you started sleeping with her. She was your wife. That's what Isaac did with Rebecca. That's what Adam did with Eve. It was kind of instantaneous. And I believe Esau just probably saw a woman, wanted to sleep with her, grabbed her, brought her into the tent and said, okay, you're my wife now. It wasn't really a planned thing. It was an impulsive thing. So Hebrews describes him as immoral, but it also says that he's godless. Wow. He was godless. And so who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the eldest son. He didn't value the blessing of Abraham. He didn't value the blessing of Isaac. And this was powerful. Like, this was big. God had revealed himself to his grandfather Abraham and blessed him and said, your descendants will inherit the earth. This was big. And Esau was the dude that should have inherited all of that. He was the firstborn son of Isaac. And yet, just for a single pot of stew, he sells that to his younger brother. Yeah, you can have it. I don't care about Abraham's blessing. I don't care about the fact that God revealed himself to Abraham. I'm hungry now. I want to eat now. So what can we take away from this? Well, as Christians today, we need to make sure we're not carnal. Paul describes Christians in the book of Corinthians as being carnal. What does that mean? It means that they're fleshly. It means that they're always acting on their fleshly lusts, their fleshly appetites. You know, although we're saved by grace and we're saved when we believe in Jesus, we have a responsibility to actually obey the word of God. We have a responsibility to grow spiritually and to walk with God in our everyday lives. And if you are constantly satisfying your lusts, it's difficult to do that because your flesh will be strong in your life and your spiritual life will probably be weak in your life. Because the book of Galatians says this in chapter 5, our flesh lusts against our spirit and our spirit against our flesh. So if you satisfy your fleshly appetites all the time, your flesh will be stronger than your spirit. But on the flip side, if you satisfy your spiritual yearning for God, your spiritual desire to know God, if you feed your spirit, the Bible says if you walk in the spirit, this is Galatians chapter 5, you will not carry out the lusts of the flesh. In other words, your spirit can starve your flesh. So let's break this down into something practical. How do we do this? Well, it's old, but it's good. Read your Bible. Reading the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is like a sword, a sharpened, two-edged sword that divides soul from spirit. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God going into our heart actually helps to break the power of the flesh over your life. Seeking God, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Putting God first in your decisions helps to sacrifice your flesh. And sometimes fasting is a great thing to do. Fasting food, saying to your body, you know what, body? You're not getting any food today. Up yours, body. I'm starving myself today, just drinking water. Sometimes it's saying, you know what, I'm not going to watch TV for a year or a month or a week. Turning off social media for a week or a month. Do little things in your life where you just put to death your desires of your flesh and you bring to life your spiritual desires. It's called the life of discipline. Paul talked about it. He says, I beat my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself might be fined disqualified. So as Christians, we should live a disciplined life where we put down the desires of the flesh and we put first the things of God.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.